Now, you may be a little surprised at this next nutrient that I'm going to mention. Not that it's something that you haven't heard about before, but just not in this context. You've heard about it before, in fact, quite a bit, but not in this context, not in the context of hair, at least not from any of my discussions. We talked about iron. We talked about zinc. Next, let's look at fatty acids. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, fatty acids. What do fatty acids have to do with hair? Well, as it turns out, a deficiency in essential fatty acids can lead to hair loss on the scalp and eyebrows. Interesting. Those specific areas of the body. Think about wherever, all the places we have hair. The deficiency of essential fatty acids can lead to hair loss in those two places in particular. Of course, the scalp is the biggest place. I mean, most obvious too, if it's that hair is gone. But the scalp and where else? The eyebrows. It's important to remember that there's a lack of research on the role of supplementation. You know, getting your nutrients on by way of pills, you know, your multivitamins, etc. Researchers don't know whether supplements will prevent hair loss in people who do not have nutrient deficiencies, The researchers don't know what the impact would be. In fact, the over-supplementation of certain nutrients like vitamins A, E, and selenium can lead to hair loss. I know that's something that a lot of times we humans are prone to doing. We conclude that, well, since this amount is good for me, going over that amount will be even better for me. Not necessarily. Not always. Sometimes going over the recommended amount is too much. And so getting too much vitamin A, too much vitamin E, too much selenium can lead to hair loss. What about this when it comes to hair loss? Stress. What is your best guess? No connection or a connection between stress and hair loss? Your best guess. Well, as it turns out, there appears to be a direct link between stress and hair loss. Likewise, a shock to the system, whether that be through physical or emotional trauma, can also act as a shock to the hair follicles. And get this, they can actually stop growing. A physical shock and emotional trauma can cause shock to the hair follicles. And that shock to the hair follicles can cause the hair follicles to stop growing. That is amazing. Amazing. We really are the part of us we cannot see and the part of us that we do see. What about some home remedies? Any of you tried home remedies in dealing with hair loss, whether preventing it or reversing it? All right, what worked for you? Help us out now. We all need that information. What has worked for you? Maybe it'll work for someone else. Now, keep this in mind too, ladies and gentlemen. You're talking about some products that you might consider using, or maybe you've already been using. When it comes to stuff particularly that you're going to be putting into your mouth, consider whether or not you're on any kind of medications. Because if you are, it would be a great idea to check with your doctor or do your own research, however you want to look at it. Maybe check with your doctor at least first before you start now with any kind of supplements and ask if there are any concerns about reactions, contraindications, the medicines that you may already be taking interacting in a violent way with whatever supplement you might take. You just want to be sure that it'll be safe And remember now, it's a whole lot easier to make a mess than it is to clean up a mess. And you put something in your body that ain't acting right, it's a whole lot easier to prevent problems than it is to resolve problems. So don't say, no, I'm going to get my hair. I'm going to go ahead and take this stuff. I don't care what. No, no. You don't want to add problems on top of problems. So check first. Make sure it's safe. And if you're given the green light, then go ahead and try it. Okay, so let's start with this one. Red ginseng with ginseng supplements. Red ginseng is a popular supplement for promoting hair regrowth. In some cases, the use of red ginseng, which can be taken as a supplement, has been shown to promote hair growth. So they are talking two different things here now. Hair growth and hair regrowth. Red ginseng, promoting hair regrowth and hair growth. Exactly why it happens is unclear, although researchers think it could be because of indirect stimulation of the hair follicles. Again, though, before taking any supplements, it's important to ensure that they won't interact with any medication or existing conditions. All right. Fatty acid. We mentioned essential fatty acids a little earlier. The omega-6 fatty acid, arachidonic acid, has been shown to promote hair growth by helping to speed up the production of the follicles. So here now with fatty acid, this particular one, and especially they're saying can promote hair growth. They're not saying anything about hair regrowth in the case of this omega-6 fatty acid. Vivascal, a natural hair growth supplement, was shown to promote hair growth in women who were experiencing temporary thinning. However, a further study also showed its ability to decrease hair loss. So, Vivascal, promoting hair growth in women who are experiencing temporary thinning, but also decreasing hair loss. Vivascal. Here's one, geranium oil. The use of geranium oil as a treatment significantly promotes hair growth and can prevent hair loss. People can apply it by mixing a few drops into a shampoo or a conditioner. Awesome. One of the things I like about that is the convenience factor. Yeah, once you have added the geranium oil to your shampoo or your conditioner, it's in there, and every time you use your shampoo or your conditioner, you're also automatically applying the geranium oil. It wouldn't be that big a deal to, you know, add the geranium oil, apply it directly to your scalp while grooming. But just thinking about just having one less step to take, you know, just when you clean your hair, you're automatically applying the geranium oil too. Hey, not bad. All right. When we come back, well, let's see what we'll do when we come back. By the way, this is Keiko Matsui. She's an outstanding pianist. Of course, you're hearing that soprano saxophone in the foreground right now, but the featured artist is Keiko Matsui.